one. This is Oh Snap for March 22nd, 2012 with Brother Seuss and Kenneth Davis. Oh, yeah. And I didn't have an intro.
That's your intro.
That's the intro. You know what? This is the intro.
All right, parents. Go ahead and tuck the kids in. PG time is over. This goes out to all the Macs in the industry. All right, Roach.
We don't have to do a formal show. We don't have to have, like, some magical musical entrance. We just come in when we damn well please.
It don't make no difference as long as we're having a good time. Excellent. And you are too.
And, of course, my son would turn up the TV. I have no idea, honey. I don't have it. It's probably right where Max and Sam are sitting. I think I gave you both remotes. Oh, well, we'll be restarting the show. That is too funny. The big circle. The other way. That way. More. 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 More.
All right. Can only imagine what's going on the other end. I'm sitting here looking at my face, wondering what's going on.
That's why I'm telling you this. Okay, so we're back. So we had some technical difficulties there.
Some testicle difficulties.
Testicle difficulties there.
Just made me have an itch, man. Come on.
I had to scratch a little something, something.
Power of suggestion.
I'm telling you, ain't that about a bitch? You know what? Just for posterity's sake, and just in case I do need to edit, I'm gonna do the intro again.
Okay, and just do Keith this time.
Did I say Kenneth?
Yeah, that's okay though.
Because I was reading it.
That's all right, man.
Drunk Alan Reed stuff.
It's actually Keithan, by the way. But
yeah, I noticed, but I tried.
Everybody calls me Kenneth that sees my name, so it doesn't matter.
Shelly, you were right. It is Keithan. Girl, you want me to spank you?
What?
What? Why ain't you answering? Answer loud so everybody can hear you. All right. She's trying to be all quiet now. You know I married a stripper, right? Stripper turn what? All right, it begins in three. It begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap with Alan Bro Seuss Wade and Keith Davis.
Yes, sir.
For March 22nd, 2012. And like I said before, we ain't got no intro, so we're gonna play this.
All right, parents, go ahead and tuck the kids in. PG time is over. This goes out to all the Macs in the industry. All right, Rose.
Okay. I'm sorry, Keith. This is hilarious. So as I'm rolling it, and about the same time that Max breaks the, and you hear like in the background, you hear the TV get loud.
I heard something.
Now this time, he doesn't hit the volume. He hits the input. So it's going from satellite to radio to all these other things. And I'm looking, just waiting to see him do it. I like, Shelly, I told you, take the kids in the back room. She's up there on her phone playing Bejeweled or something. Oh, they'll be fine.
Sure they will.
Sure they'll be fine. And of course, what am I hearing? I'm hearing Mickey Mouse singing with Goofy and Minnie. And in the background, you hear, Max, no. Don't touch it. Don't touch it whenever you hear your dad say March 2006 or whatever I'm saying. So the show is starting off great. And
can you do me one favor? Can you just throw your picture somewhere so I'm not looking at me?
Oh, man. Why you gotta make it so that you see both of us? I guess
there we go.
There is that a video stream. I guess I have to play to the video audience. Yes. Here I am, laughing. jiggle it away. All right. So anyway, the show is ruined. So let's what have you been doing this week? What have you been doing this week?
Oh my God. I have been fighting with children all week. But you know, I figured out something. If you give them something to look forward to, if you'll be good all week, I'll take you to the zoo. I keep telling them. They weren't good, but of course, I take them to the zoo anyway. Mm. So we had a fun day at the zoo mainly. That's my week, watching kids and playing at the zoo.
That is half of what my week is. The other part of my week is standing in front of a computer, or not standing, sitting in front of a computer and trying to figure out how to make 2 hours worth of work go to 8 hours. That's pretty much fine. But the reason why I bring up what's been going on is I found out literally an hour before the show that my daughter, my oldest daughter of going to be, gosh, she's going to be 18 next month, is she passed her oh gosh, I gotta stay sober enough to say this correctly. She passed her placement test and found out she's going to be a nurse. She is following in the lines of my mother, who is a RN. She's got aunts and uncles that are nurse, her grandmother, excuse me, my mom, aunts and uncles. I'm pretty sure on her mother's side there's a couple of nurses, following in a long line of nurses, and I'm quite proud of that, because I had no idea what she was going to do. She told me one time she was going to be a veterinarian. I was like, look, girl, you might want to slow your roll on that. Daddy don't want to play that type of tuition. Daddy's paying enough child support. Why don't you hook Daddy up? Why don't you hook Daddy up and just be, you know, a janitor? No.
A janitor. Yeah, there you go.
Something Daddy can afford. But I'm happy about nurse. I'm excited. I get to see her in 2 months, and I'll congratulate her then and put a little nurse cap on top of her head so she feels like she's, you know, those old school nurse caps that they don't wear anymore.
Yeah. Right.
It looks like a little house on top of their head.
Right.
So I'm hoping to put one of those on top of her head.
Oh man, I feel like a total slacker. We just had somebody, you know, come into our chat and say, how do I listen live? And I'm going to throw him the link, and he leaves right beforehand. Oh, but that's
okay. Oh, that's the, oh snap. That's one of my, damn it. That's one of my, guys that play, Battlefield with me.
Oh, okay. Deathwalker.
Deathwalker. Yeah. He is, he's a classic. I'm surprised he left so early. You know what I'm going to do? Let me, as we're talking, I'm going to see if I can post it, because I posted it everywhere else. Why didn't I post it in the video game chat room? I'm going to talk about video games later on.
Yeah, I noticed you got something on here about that.
I've got something about video games as well as movies. Let me go ahead and, I think he already posted on there. Dude, what the hell? You know what? I posted it in there already. Let me post it in there again for D Dubs, because he's as old as we are. Actually, you know what? We do have to do some of the formal stuff, such as, how old are you?
35.
So you're right. Yeah, you're 2 years younger than me. So that's
pretty close. Yeah.
I'm 30. I'm gonna be 38 this year. Fuck.
Ooh.
And so we're about the same age. So you're right where I am on stuff. The other thing, there's D-Dub.
He's back in.
Let's put D-Dub back on. We're going to help D-Dub watch the show live, as well as hopefully get our ratings up. Hey, D-Dub. As I'm pecking. Oh, he's listening. He heard everything. Oh, great. Hey, bro. Hey, D-Dub, the next time I see you, we tank whoring these hoes, and we getting them all down. Screw them all. We getting them all. Oh, sorry. I went. Okay. Anyway, back to the show at hand. So you're 35. I'm 38-ish.
38-ish.
And the funniest thing that I've been noticing is, like, as I've gotten older, there's like a group of people I can't hang around with. And those group of people, like age-wise, it's about 20 to – actually, it's about 15 to about 25. And you know, there's some 20 to 25 people that I can get around with and hang out, and they're cool. But there's something about that 20, 25 group that I'm just not – like, what the hell is Skrillex? And
yeah, you know, I know what you mean. It's like there's almost nothing you can relate to. And if you drop a tagline from the 80s, they're like, what? And you're like, never mind.
You know, if I bust down and go, dun-dun-dun-dun, they look at me like, what the hell are you talking about, old man? I'm like, look, that's classic. You can't fuck with Sanford and Son.
Red Fox was the man.
Red Fox was the man. And speaking of things you can't fuck with, here's the first topic of the day, people. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles being done by Michael Bay. Michael Bay, earlier this week, made a stupid comment and said that the Teenage Mutant Ninja, or the, he said the mutant Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were going to be from space in his new movie. We're going to be aliens.
What?
Yeah. Now, that threw Twitter and, of course, any fanboy, anybody that grew up with Michelangelo or played the video game back in the day, threw them into hysterics. But the maker and co-creator of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles says, and I quote, but I would actually encourage TMNT fans to swallow the chill pill. Mr. Bay recently suggested about what Mr. Bay recently suggested and wait to see what might come out of the seemingly ill-conceived plan. It's possible that with enough truly creative brain power applied to this idea, it might actually work. I'm not saying it's probable or even somewhat likely, but it is possible. Now, that's the co-creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, when I hear that, I hear him saying, look, I can't do anything because they screwed me out of this, but give them a chance. It might work. There's something in it. He may skew it, and he might say aliens because he knows something that we don't know, but they don't.
Well, isn't that kind of like turning Beavis and Butthead into like a dog and a cat or something? I mean, I don't know if I could. I don't know if that would work.
Isn't that cat dog? Isn't that?
Well, that's pretty close, yeah, I guess. You know,
it has been done. It does work. I would say Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, I actually loved Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, so
I still watch it.
So I guess the bottom line is give it a chance. The movie hasn't really been fully released yet, or even fully produced, or even in pre-production yet.
Announced it? It's just an announcement phase or whatever?
Yeah, it's an announcement. Well, it's an announcement. It's been written. Some of the pre-production is being done, but it's not nowhere where we need to. Oh, my God, I've got an Axe commercial all of a sudden. Clothes? I know how to smell like a man. Damn web pages.
Speaking of that, I'm in there trying to get ready for the show, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, cologne, wait a minute. They can't smell me. Half of them aren't even going to even see
me.
Man,
I just farted. They don't know what's going on. we can do a whole show and fart and love. And sorry, D-Dub, that you had to hear me say fart and love. D-Dub's still in the room. Go, D-Dub. And what's funny is I'm probably going to, like, after this, probably, like, go into Battlefield 3 and kick ass with him, and he's going to be like, so, are you farting now? as I'm riding with him in a tank virtually in a video game. Are you farting? Because if you fart while we're in the tank together, I'm going to kick your ass. You know?
Well, you know, I had a good idea about movies. You know how there's certain scenes in movies where there's obviously you would smell a certain thing? You have these little vents out of the side that just throw out the appropriate odor at the time. That would really enhance the movie experience.
Could you imagine smelling like, you know, The Walking Dead with all the dead bodies around?
Exactly. Somebody cuts a rough one and you start smelling it through the side of the room.
It's like, damn, dude, you smell worse than the zombies. What the hell are you eating?
That may be a multi-billion dollar idea there. I don't know.
And D-Dub says his wife is gassy. So there you have it. Women do fart. And you know what? I'm actually seriously considering changing the name. Changing. See, this is what's wrong with drinking and doing a show.
Christian Brothers. Changing the name.
Yeah, because I end up saying stuff like changing. So Christian Brothers Brandy and Pepsi does not go together with Oh Snap Show. We got a, oh, I was talking to one of the girls at work, and she said she probably would be listening. So, Anna, if you're listening, I said your name. Haha. If you're listening, you still haven't come up with a drinking game for the show. I'm thinking anytime that I bust out and say, oh, snap, definitely. But then we got to figure out what Keith's catchphrase is.
Ooh, I'm going to have to work on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about changing the name to, like, things that make two old men say, oh, snap.
Old men. Well, hey, it's inevitable.
Hey, look, I'm just trying to play to our better. Because if you want to make it funny, just pretend we're really old men. Because we're not that old. I can still lay the pipe. Is any? Oh, wait. I went too far. My wife looked at me like, what? What you talking about there, Willis? See, it's those references they won't get. Like you see what I'm saying? It's those references they won't get. What you talking about there, yep. Willis? They won't get. And it's probably like, dude, what you talking about? What's a Willis? Do you have a subject story? You know what? What is it that you've been doing that we need to promote? That's what we need to talk about. Let's take our first break. What is it that Keith is doing to make a little cashola?
I, believe it or not, used to make a full-time income doing affiliate marketing, and I'm getting back into it. And I found this product the other day. I thought, oh, man, that's ingenious for a lot of reasons. What it basically is, it's for these people who had a breakup and they want to get their ex back, but they want to do it through texting instead of actually talking in person or on the phone. They want to do it through a text message. Apparently, this guy put together this really cool, I guess it's instruction manual, basically, on how to get your ex back through texting. So if you want to find out about that, you can go to tinyurl.com/text-her-back. It's interesting. Just check it out. I thought it was pretty cool.
I think it's a cool idea. I see one flaw in it, and I'm not trying to diss the guy, but I think the best way to get an ex back, especially female, if you're a man and you're trying to get your female back, and she's forgotten all about you, just give her. You don't need to text her. You need to sext her.
That's a good idea.
Sext her the penis. And unless you're small, and then sext her my penis and just tell her it's yours. And then and then you're in good. he was like, man, just make fun of it. I don't care. And then I screw it up. No, okay, cool. So it's tinyurl.com/textyourexback.
Text her back.
Text her back. Sweet.
That's okay. It.
So that is our unofficial sponsor besides Mr. Beer, the home beer brew that I use to make my brew. Go to the site, ShellyandAllen.com, look on the corner, see the Mr. Brew, click it, find out more, order a brew pack.
Very and easy to do, too.
It's pretty much the same price as if you want to buy a 24-pack. Buy yourself your own beer, make it yourself, make your own flavors. You'll be impressed, and you'll be extremely happy because you did it yourself. It's nothing like drinking the beer that you created, because when you pee it out, you can pee your name out.
<I'm sorry. laughs> I made that. That's mine, I take ownership.
Peeing it out. All right, I'm going full nerd now. You know how you're not supposed to go full retard. I'm going to go full nerd.
Here we go. Let's have it, Alan.
All right, dog on it. All right, so I'm a Battlestar Galactica fan. And hold on, wait.
Battlestar Galactica. I want to say I saw the trailer for this, but...
I am a Battlestar Galactica fan. I don't know if me showing this to the people on the TV, if you're on the audio stream, I have the full... complete epic series of the original Battlestar Galactica in my hand with the robot as you command.
That's one heck of a box, dude.
Yeah, it's a big box. And I've got that, and I'm going to talk the wife into the new Battlestar Galactica box set, as well as Caprica. Yes, that's right. I did watch Caprica, even though people said it sucked. I liked it. I thought they were going somewhere. If you guys would have gave it another season, it would have been awesome. Sorry. Full nerd. But Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome, the trailer is out. YouTube it, or just Google it and you'll find it. It's amazing. Sci-Fi Channel at first had greenlighted and said they were going to do a two-hour pilot on October 10th, and now they're saying, no, we're just going to do it as a web series. That's worse than, you know, about to have sex with your wife, and then she says, no, it's that time of the month, and you're just like, I'm rock hard, and you're not letting me get in. I've got a condom. Anyway, the things I say when I've had a little too much to drink.
It is a tease, though, to come out and announce something like that, and then, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me want to say that, you know, they've really screwed themselves by even calling themselves, you know, SYFY. They should go back to being sci-fi so they can have real science fiction on a science fiction channel. This is the basics of, I mean, Battlestar Galactica, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century, Star Wars, you know, Doctor Who. That's the essence of where, you know, what we get today is. And they're getting, don't get me wrong, I understand they're like, oh man, Battlestar Galactica's dead. We've had a couple of flops with it. I get that, but keep trying. Look at Star Trek. How many times have you seen Star Trek redone?
Exactly.
I mean, and now it's a free-to-play video game, which I'm playing, and I'm now level 40. Wink, wink, hint, hint. But, I mean, it's part of that atmosphere. It's part of that nerd culture. I shouldn't even say nerd. I should say geek culture. It's there. It needs to be experienced. We need to see this, and that trailer looks freaking awesome. Give them at least a season. If it screws up, put them on Netflix.
There's going to be enough fans that'll tune in just to see if it's good or not.
Oh, I've wet myself watching the trailer. I literally, and I know that's saying the wrong thing, but I literally, it made my dick hard. I was extremely happy for it, and to find out, like, literally was the next day, and I was like, no, you screwed me and didn't kiss me and no Vaseline and. Mama didn't even say that the man was wrong. Show me where sci-fi touched you that was wrong, Alan. Show me where. So anyway, I'm sorry. See, I'm
violated by the Sci-Fi Channel. Alan feels violated by the Sci-Fi Channel.
One-star reviews from sci-fi. Sci-fi fans, damn it. Is there anything that was on the list that's calling out to you, Keith?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. We were talking about Mr. Beer earlier, and you got something here talking about how homebrewers seek changes to alcohol laws. What's this all about?
Okay, let me find that story. Now, in Madison, Wisconsin, apparently you can't share your homebrew.
Yeah, I heard about this.
It is illegal. Now, right. I didn't even think anything of it, but recently, and I don't have the story, but recently in Texas, there was a moonshine bust.
Moonshine in Texas.
In Texas. And it was a bust. And I was thinking to myself, unless he was like selling it, you really can't. I mean, I think in Texas,
yeah,
the law is.
I thought you could give it away, right?
You can give it away. You can do it for tips, but you can't actually sell it. That's how you get around it. That's why you get the BYOBs, strip clubs that I've never been to.
Right.
Wink, wink, hint, hint. Love you, baby. Bob's your apple. But
buy the lollipop.
Trey, I promise you, one of these days, daddy's going to hook you up. You're going to see some titties. Anyway, I think that should be it. Anytime I mention the kids and titties.
The kids and titties.
The kids and
take
titties. I can mention Max and titties, Sam and titties, Taylor and titties. She's got her own. And Trey and titties. There you go. That's a lot of drinking, though, isn't it?
A lot of titties, too.
D-Dub, are you drinking? In the chat room. We got to come up with a name for the chat room. D-Dub is our first official chat room participant. We can't call him like the O Snappers. That's just wrong. That sounds like a bad PBS show. We're going to go to the O Snappers and see what they.
The O Snap fan. What do they call them? The Bubba Army on the Bubba show? The O Snap Army?
They call them the Bubba Army on Frog Pats Network. They call them the Tadpool.
The Tadpool. That's a good one.
That's clever. On Twit Network, they call them the Hive Mind because they're literally.
He's saying Snapfish.
Snapfish. You know what? Now that's kind of cool. I kind of like Snapfish. All right, I'm writing that down. I'm writing Snapfish down.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And let me put it in my little notebook of love here. Snap. Can Drunk Alan write fish?
I before E, except after C, now.
What? How did I come up with cunt in that? Okay, never mind. What? That's not a bad word. I'm licking yours tonight, so you better be happy. What? What? It's got the explicit listing in iTunes, so I can say these type of things and get away with it. I don't have to bleep myself.
Bleep, bleep, bleep.
And I probably, D-Dub went, oh, he said the T word. Let me turn his volume down and make sure the wife's out the room. I hope we don't have kids. Oh, man. Okay, so we were talking about...
We're talking about this home brewer.
Yeah, see, I got back to the subject. It looks like 17 states have ambiguous laws on whether home brewers can transport beer and wine outside the home. So I think some of it was you can't transport it outside of your home and you can't sell it. So maybe what they're doing, because we're summarizing, is they're going to a festival and showing off their beer. And, of course, if you can't transport it outside your home,
can't show it off.
You can't show it off at a festival. You know what?
Buzzkill.
You know what? If you can have a microbrewery, you're not. Damn, the laws are so fickle about alcohol. It's just as bad as with like pipe. I'm not smoking
it's
nothing.
It's like the difference between the cigarette tobacco and the pipe tobacco. Yeah. If you call it pipe tobacco, it's cheap. It's cigarette tobacco, it's taxed out the butt.
It's taxed out the butt. Just with pipe weed. Okay, anytime we have a long pregnant pause, that's when you take a drink, people. Anytime I stop for no apparent reason, just drink whatever you got. The other thing is Utah legalized home brewing in 2009. Oklahoma did in 2010. Mississippi and Alabama are the only two states that forbid it.
I had no idea it was forbidden anywhere just to brew at home. That's news to me. Yeah. Wow.
That's kind of crazy. I bet you. Ooh, you know what? I wonder if Mr. Beer sells in Mississippi or Alabama.
You know what? I bet they do because technically it's not beer until you make it beer. Just ingredients.
It's just the ingredients. And then when they're at home, they make it, and then nobody says a damn thing. But you go up into one of them juke joints, I bet you get toasty off of a little extra beer. Juke Jeppers. Joint. Blues and juke joints, I tell you. You know, Keith, I was just thinking it would be so great if I could reach from my computer to your computer and give you a little bit of what I got in my hand.
In your hand?
You know what? We're going to have to do a live show at a bar somewhere.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Unfortunately, the bar I was thinking about has closed down.
I went to actually an interesting... Ooh, no, I didn't. Never mind. Forget that. I was at home all night last night.
I went to an interesting place... No, not last night.
I was actually right here the whole night.
The whole time. For legal purposes, Kenneth was at home the whole time.
All night.
All night. Wink, wink, hint, hint. I know. I understand completely because...
But a buddy of mine went to a really cool place last night.
Was it the Outlaw Country?
No, actually, they reopened what used to be called the Shelton's Gin.
Oh, yeah. I left the band, I was supposed to play with the band there.
Oh, speaking of bands, does this make you feel bad?
No, I have one of those myself. I have two of those myself. I don't feel bad about that one because I am 100% that band. I was 100% there for that. And
you want to explain what you just saw there, since some people are listening?
Okay, so the people that are listening, Kenneth wanted to remind me of the experience I had with the Alex Smith and Two Car Garage. Wonderful band. I really can't say anything bad about Alex Smith and Two Car Garage. What I can say is they are no longer Alex Smith and a Two Car Garage. They are now the Bigsby's. I really can't say anything wrong about the Bigsby's. They're actually doing pretty good. They're on the Texas music charts, and they're up for a New Artist Texas Music Award. I've been following them, obviously. I still have a little bit of invested interest, because they play some of the stuff. They don't play it the exact same way, but they do play some of the songs that we played back then. And I have no hard will or feel towards them. Did I sign that one?
No, not this one. But I tell you what, where at the show that I bought this shirt, they had one hell of a drummer.
I don't know if I know that drummer either. You know what's scary is if you look behind me and see the drum set. I don't know if I even did that picture right. Did I? Yeah, no, I didn't.
I see part of something there.
Yeah. Let me scoot away so you can see.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I see it in all its glory.
Yeah. Back when I was drumming with my. Now, the blues band I drum with my set, Alex Smith's Two Car Garage, I played on somebody else's set, and it was freaking awesome. And love to play that again one more time. I can't. Dog on it. But now I play for myself. That doesn't sound right. I play the drums to music by myself.
Anybody who says they don't play by themselves just lying anyway.
I do play with. I'm doing it right now. No, that's wrong, Alan. That's wrong. Your co-host shouldn't know what you're doing in your spare time. D-Dub, these are your jokes. These are jokes. I'm here all night. Enjoy the fish. So anyway. okay, so we have more gaming news. I do want to get back to the possibility of people playing the beta of World of Warcraft, Mr. Pandera.
Mr. Pandera, how is this different than the original World of Warcraft?
Okay, well, in the original World of Warcraft, there were in the Warcraft game, there were Pandarians.
Oh, okay.
But because of the online version, they had to do certain parts, so they only did the main rel of they had, you know, the Burning Crusade and the Wrath of the Lynch King and Cataclysm. The next one is Mr. Pandaria. You get to play a Kung Fu Panda. No, that's wrong. I shouldn't categorize it as Kung Fu Panda. They had this idea before Kung Fu Panda. They're rehashing it. It's not 100%. And you get to play the monk class, which I think was something that in Warcraft was a big thing. And Warcraft 1, 2, and 3 was a big thing. Never came over to World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
But now you get to play that. A lot of people are excited about it. Some people are still saying, like I'm saying, oh, you just get to play Kung Fu Panda Craft. And but I did want to bring it up because I'm following some people that are in the beta. I have a tendency to get into betas. I'm into two betas as we speak. One of the betas is, oh gosh, I got to put all my screens down to see. One beta that I'm in is the Tribes of Sin, and the other one is Blacklight. And I'm still unsure about both of them, but that's...
Blacklight sounds cool. I don't know nothing about it, but it sounds cool.
Blacklight is cool, but it's a first-person shooter with a twist where you have the ability as you're fighting to upgrade your stuff. That's an interesting twist, and I have to admit that. I'm not 100% sure if I'm sold on that yet, and we might actually have to do a gaming show, set like a complete 1 hour just on gaming.
I was gonna say we could fill the whole show with gaming talk, easy.
And that's, I just wanted to touch on that, and we'll get into the games I'm beta testing and all that other stuff. Probably, we might even do like an offshoot show. I don't know. I have to talk to you off air about that.
Oh yeah, we'll work something out on that. That sounds fun.
And of course, D-Dub's in the chat room. He's like, you know, Tribes of Sin is fun, and especially since it's free. Yeah, that's the right. That's the big number. But he said he wouldn't pay for the game, and I don't blame him. I wouldn't pay for Ascend because it's a good concept. It's a good idea. I think for what it is, it's going to be good. And for as far as free to play games, I mean, it's going to blow free to play games out the water because there's nothing like it. But as soon as you try to put a price tag on it, then, of course, people are going to look at Battlefield, which is way better.
Well, yeah, when stuff's free, it's cool. And then when you have to pay for it, they start finding things about it that they don't like quite as much.
Oh, yeah. And it's not a full game because there's parts of it that you can't. I mean, it's just like Team Fortress on Steam. I'd love to play some Team Fortress.
I was wondering, what's Team Fortress?
But I can't. Hey, Shelly. There's a miniature man here with curly hair, and he smells of poop. And I would change him, but I'm in the middle of a show.
Yeah, wouldn't that be an interesting one?
You know what? Maybe that's what I need to do, is set up a camera right over the changing table.
DW says, "Oh snap, Junior."
Yes, that is that is Oh snap, Junior. A matter of fact, D-Dub remembers Sam being born, but he hasn't. I don't think I've even told him about Max. And of course, I told him. You know what? I don't think I told him about Taylor or Sam or Trey. I know for a fact D-Dub knows about Sam because. It literally was like mids of games and stuff, and I was like in game and then all of a sudden, yeah, I was in PRW at the time, and I was I probably said something like in the middle of the game, "Oh, I think my wife's having a baby." Hold on, woman, I'm in the middle of shooting this. I gotta go, guys. No, I can't put that on because I'm in the middle of another. Wait, see, you got the advantage of having a door to close. I don't have
a door to close. Oh,
and lock. I can't even do that. Sam, I need you to do me a big favor.
You keep on knocking, but you can't come in.
No, don't fart. Don't fart like Daddy just did.
I just left it.
Yeah, you're a stinker. Tell Mommy that Max has a poopy. And then tell her I'll get the next one.
Mommy's here.
Okay, baby, get the poopy. I'll change them next time. All right, story.
How many? I'll change them next times. Do you got tallied up on the list there? I got to know.
I'm pretty good about change. I have no problem changing the stinky diaper. There's nothing wrong with changing the stinky diaper because that lets me know my son's a man.
That's right.
And when it's fluorescent green because I gave him a little something juicy. I have no problem with it. I don't have a problem with it at all. Hey, no playing my drums. You got your own drums to play.
You know what you were saying earlier about not being able to relate to people of a certain age group? I just found something on here that totally just took me back. I remember the Garbage Pail Kids. I had a big ass stack of Garbage Pail Kid cards. I love those things.
Oh yeah.
Are they really gonna make a movie out of that?
They're trying for movie number two. Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. I saw the first one. It was okay.
You know, at the time I didn't know any better, so I was like, yeah, sure. This is great. I collect the cards, I chew the gum. I
gave
like
me a
it.
Different view of the cards, though.
Yeah, and of course it was a musical. That was, it's like they're singing to me about being nasty, and one's got pimples, and Roger Rabbit's in it. Why is he in it? You know, it was just really weird.
I loved reading the back of the cards. Susie pumps pimple on back of neck and washes Iowa off the map. All these crazy things they come up with to put on the cards.
Yeah.
I bet those things are worth some money, too, by now.
Oh, goodness gracious. If you could find you. A Garbage Pail Kid.
It's kind of weird, too, because I had all these things, and over time, they're just gone. I don't know what happened to them. Well, I didn't give them away. I didn't throw them away. But
I had a collection of X-Men and Marvel comics, and I remember the exact day that somebody told me that they were stolen from me. Yeah. So I don't reflect on those, but now that I think about Garbage Pail Kid, I had enough of those to fill a small shoebox. That would have been worth some money. I'm just looking at the one that just eyes be wide open. That's a typical black guy staring at the final days of his life. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. It's not a race thing. I'm sorry. He's got a puffy afro. He looks like he's about to die. I'm sorry. Okay. next story. On a positive note, let's talk about Trayvon Martin.
Martin.
Have you heard this story? You know what's going on?
I am unfamiliar with this one. I got to hear this.
I'm gonna break it down. And it's not even in our show notes. It was just something I knew we were going to have to talk deeply about because it's in the news. You really can't avoid it. 17-year-old kid on his way home to his father's girlfriend's house, wearing a hoodie, got Skittles and some iced tea in his hands, walking. Suddenly he's getting followed by a dude. He turns around, dude, what you doing? Gets shot in the chest. 5 days later, the police finally tell his parents that their kid is
five
shot.
5 days later?
Yeah.
Tell me he didn't get killed for the Skittles.
No, he didn't get killed for the Skittles. He got killed because they thought he was stealing stuff. And, you know,
just suspicious looking, huh?
You know, I hate to say this because it brings up the race thing, and I believe it, but I don't believe it because, you know, when I was born, you know, in the 70s, there was white and black. There was a tension, but nowadays, especially for me, it's like I overlook that because it's like if somebody is cool to me, I'm not going to look at color, you know?
Right.
I'm going to look at, do you treat me fair? Do you treat me right? So bottom
line, a cool
line,
person is a cool person.
Yeah, if you treat me, in the whole midst of this whole thing, let's take away the black and the white. In the whole midst of this thing, it's the police didn't do their job. Somebody gets killed, and you don't do due process to do an investigation. In Texas, this was done in Florida, but in Texas, if I shoot somebody in the house, which is legal to do for protection reasons, they're still going to arrest me, arraign me, take me to court, and then they're going to find that I was correct for shooting somebody in my house because he was invading my space. That's
unless you're a home dude from Houston who followed him out into the yard. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. If you follow him out to the yard, that's a whole different thing. But if you're in the house, if you're in your property or rented space and you shoot to protect yourself, you...
Castle law.
Yeah. Now, they have a law in Florida that's sort of like a... I forgot how it's phrased, but it's sort of like if you feel threatened in any way, shape, or form, no matter where you are, you can use lethal force. So this guy, and look, I'm paraphrasing. There's still some things out. I will say this is still under investigation, but
right. They've
got 911 tapes. They've got witnesses, but people that were saying, hey, I hear somebody yelling in the backyard. Oh, there was a gunshot. Now there's no yelling.
Yeah, there is. I hear it.
Well, yeah, there's yelling now.
No, I know what you mean. They didn't see it, but they witnessed certain aspects.
They were certain aspects of it. And then basically, they said, okay, this guy followed the kid. There was a small confrontation. So we don't know what happened in that confrontation, but then the kid was shot. Now, the kid didn't have a weapon. He had some Skittles.
Do we know if this kid knew the perp?
He didn't know the person. Didn't know the perp. The perp was supposedly one of the neighborhood watch people.
Yeah.
But I don't know many neighborhood watch people that have a gun. Usually they have like a radio. There's a 911 call where the 911 person says, don't follow the person. Police are on the way. Mm-hmm. He still follows the person. That's the first mistake. And there's a whole bunch of discrepancies that aren't making sense in reporting. The police report says one thing. 911 call says another.
So he calls 911, follows the guy, goes against 911 advice, and shoots the dude anyway. A kid.
Yeah. It, basically, it's without the color. That's just wrong.
Exactly.
Then you put the color on it, and then you had a whole nother aspect of heated, you know, 400 years of problems on top of it. So basically, I just wanted to bring that up and let people know, hey, in a couple of days, I think tomorrow they're having a 100 Hoodie March, Florida. Look on it on NBC, Fox, CBS, CNN, wherever you get your news. Check it out. Go on.
Are they doing this as like a kind of an homage? What's their motivation?
It's just a lot of the motivation is the sheriff just recently stepped down today for bad investigation. And the guy that shot the kid still hasn't gone to jail, hasn't been arraigned.
He hasn't been arrested, charged,
even investigated. And that's the biggest part of it there. And
that bothers me a lot.
That, I mean, as somebody that if I have to shoot somebody to protect my family, I'm expecting to go to jail for a few days to get investigated to find, you know, it's kind of
Until they sort it out. Yeah.
And if you shoot them outside the house, you drag them in the house. Just an FYI for anybody in Texas. But D Dub said it. Now, matter of fact, I just looked over the room. D Dub said it. Thanks, D Dub. You're on point, D Dub. Loving it. So that's just some of what's in that story. That just really just kind of like I wanted to bring the story out. I didn't want to point fingers at anybody yet because there's a lot of things being said, and I didn't want to be amongst all the rumors being said, amongst the facts. But
like you said, any way you look at that, it's wrong.
It's wrong, yeah. I mean, you can look at it with non-color, color. You can look at it as penis, no penis, whatever. It's wrong, and that's...
Agreed. It's just like hitting a girl. You don't do it.
You don't hit a girl. But you know what girls are doing nowadays?
What's that?
Check out this segue. They're dunking.
What?
Yes. A girl dunked, I want to say twice, for Baylor.
Really?
There's breaking news? What's up?
Florida governor announced a task force investigation.
Okay. Breaking news from my wife. The Florida governor announced a task force investigation into the Trayvon Martin case.
Well, let's hope they really do their job on this one.
Well, see, so far the FBI is looking into it. More eyes are on it.
Like you said, anytime there's race involved, have you noticed
it just escalates. I mean, if they would have arrested the guy, people would have been like, okay. It wouldn't be as big of a deal. The guy is not arrested. I think that's the biggest thing.
When are people going to learn, man?
I mean, you know? And they're another thing of it is in that part of the city, the police department has a bad reputation of being a tad bit on the let's arrest a black guy in the wrong, you know.
Right. Driving. Go around looking for him.
Driving for black, driving for Mexican, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me again, where exactly did this happen?
It's in Florida, and I want to say it's close to Disney.
Oh, wow.
As I say that, I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it goes along the same lines with race as it does with like gay people. Anybody that's like a group
gay,
amongst
you're
themselves.
Gay. If you like dick, suck it. I don't care.
Yeah, it don't bother me. As long as it ain't mine, you know.
Well, it depends. How much am I paying you for it? And if you're good. Hell, if you got no teeth.
Who's doing the work? That's what matters.
Anyway, girl dunks in Baylor. had to bring it back to the became
explain
the,
explain this dunking thing though.
Okay,
so
the big thing in the WNBA when the WNBA was around, I'm not sure if it's still around. I'll have to verify if the WA is still around. Awesome, because there's going to start being girls dunking in the WNBA. But NCAA tournament Tuesday, a few nights ago, Baylor beat The ninth seed, Florida, 76-57. And Grainer passed it to a teammate, stepped towards the hoop, stretched out her right arm, and jammed it through the hole.
Michael Jordan style.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, I used to get dunked on. I hate to say this, but it was my freshman year of high school. This girl was a junior in her school. And granted, it was a 9-foot goal, but this girl was dunking on me like a pro.
And on a 9-foot goal? On a 9-foot goal.
And she was just, and we were about the same size. That's what ticked me off, because I'm up here barely tapping it, you know, trying to get the rim. And she's up there just, whoom, come on with it, boy. Come on. What's up? Don't you like me? You want to suck my titties? Come on. You
want to, is that the standard height for the women's NBA? Is 10? Is 9?
No. The standard height is 10.
Wow.
Now this is the funny thing, is that, like, one side of the, because we were on playing outside, so one of them was a 9-foot, and the other was a 10-foot, and yeah. She was dunking, and she could dunk it, one arm dunk it in there on the 10, and then she would just hang there, one arm, and you know, and here I am, mini me, you know, trying to be a man, trying to, you know, I'm trying to hook up, you know, I'm like, what's up, I want to suck one of those. And sure enough, she's dunking on me like, nah, you ain't getting none of this. You ain't getting none of this. You ain't can't dunk it. You can't dunk my pussy. You know, that's how I was just like, damn.
You didn't pass the test, did you?
Apparently not, man. I just realized the time, and we've only gotten through half the stories. Are you willing to go longer?
Hey, man, I'll go till whenever. I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay, I've got to close out Mr. Pandora, that one. Okay. Here's our oddball story of the day. We got to get through this one. I love my pinto beans. I don't eat them enough because I do have that problem.
I've been gassy.
But a man, 56-year-old, on Thursday of last week, was killed under 20-foot. Mound of pinto beans.
Oh my God! How does that happen?
Apparently, it's something that like the silo, I guess, crashes every so often. And apparently,
it's not funny, but
I know it's. We're up here. Like, damn! How do you? I'm trying to do it with a straight face, and you're looking at me like, come on. How do you get crushed by some beans? And you know, you're thinking to yourself, like, it's pinto beans. Why don't you just move them out the way? But that's 20-foot. I mean, that weight, and then say you're trying to breathe through it, and like you get a bean stuck in your throat.
And think of the poor guy's family. They can probably never enjoy pinto beans ever again.
Oh man. Oh, especially if you like refry them and then put them in a tortilla. Go to Taco Bell and you get you like a refried pinto bean sandwich.
Mm. And you think about, what was the dude's name?
I don't even want to say his name. Raymond Segura Jr.? Segura. Damn, alcohol make you say some funny things when you...
Poor guy.
Gets all, you know, hey, look, death is not funny. No matter what the beans say. Did you know they used to like throw beans into a pan for voodoo and shake them up and then?
You from New Orleans?
No. I think we like irritated D-Dub. He's like, peace out, y'all. I can't deal with y'all making fun of the guy dying.
He's like, I can't handle this anymore.
God dying for beans. Okay, so big sports news. We're gonna sum it up real quick. Tebow to the New York Jets. Peyton Manning to the Broncos. The Bears pick up a couple of good players. Holy cow. You know, the NFL has gone on a smorgasbord, and Sean Payton was suspended without pay for the whole 2012 season because he put bounties on players.
Is that typical to get suspended without pay?
Mm-mm.
I didn't think so.
And they fined the Saints $500,000 and took away their second-round draft picks for this year and the next year because they put bounties on players. So basically they were saying, hey, if you knock out so-and-so, we're going to give you another two, $25,000 at the end of your contract.
So they're screwed on the draft for 2 years because of this, plus the fine.
Yeah, so basically the commissioner is saying, the conditioner, because he's like here, the commissioner is saying, don't go around hurting people. Don't go around putting bounties. And he's saying this probably to all the teams. It's like, don't. Okay, here it is. The NFL said that the 22 to 27 defensive players targeted opponents, quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Brett Favre, Kurt Warner. Knockouts were worth $1,500, card-offs worth $1,000, with payments doubled or tripled for the playoffs.
They're trying to buy their players.
They're trying to buy them, but they're also trying to hurt them. So they're saying that if you hurt Aaron Rodgers, you get $15,000. If you get him knocked out, that's $1,500. If you cart him off, that's $1,000. And that could double or triple in the playoffs.
That's what happens when you got big money riding on games, unfortunately.
Yeah. So there's got to be something happening in the behind the scenes of it, too. Like somebody's betting on the games and saying, yo, I've got players that I know can hit certain players. See, that makes me think that what they did to my quarterback broke his thumb so he can't throw a ball. But he could play with my balls. I'm sorry. Anyway.
So they pull the linebacker aside saying, hey, I tell you what, tear this guy up. Go after him. Hurt something. And then we're good.
Yeah.
Well, they got caught. So
they got caught.
Good.
And the coach got fined. Everybody else got fined. It's crazy. Oh, man. Okay. We've got two stories that I've got signed up next, and I'm trying to decide if I even want to. You know what? I may go ahead and shove these to the next week.
That's cool.
You know what? I'm gonna shove these to next week because they both have to deal with jury duty, and I really don't want to talk about
them. Don't curse me now. I don't want to need one of those.
Oh gosh, that would be the worst thing. I'd like to thank our sponsors again, Mr. Beer and I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's okay. If you want to go laugh at this product or check it out or buy it or whatever, it's tinyurl.com/textherback.
Thank you. Text her back. We will we're gonna explore some more things. Don't forget the donate pledge. Donate button, and you know, any money you give us, we will definitely put towards the show. You guys will see better production, video, audio, sexual. No, wait.
More mispronounced words?
More mispronounced words. Defined drinking game. The chat room will have a name. The snapfish will have the snapfishers. The snapfishies. No, it's got a, it's kind of, it's, well, no, you know what? The snapfish. That works. The
Isn't there a website called Snapfish or something like that? I think I've heard that term before.
Really? Well,
I don't know that necessarily would be unusable because of that, but I've heard it somewhere before.
Snap a crack a lackles. That's what we'll call it. we'll work that out in a frying pan, and we'll get it all done later. You know
we'll work it out in the frying pan, and we'll get it all looked like.
Yeah, we'll make it all buttery, creamy, and cool. Oh, my cousin printed a picture of the mother and father at the Million Hood March. Aww. Oh, see that? Nice. And that's what kind of hits me is the mother and father there. It's like, you know, we lost our kid. And if you look at a picture of the kid didn't. I mean, he was 17 years old, but he didn't look like a hardcore gangster rap kid that you could actually say was coming to your hood to steal your car. Don't get me wrong. Anybody can
Man, Alan. You know, anybody with a hood is just a bad person.
Oh, see, now you done it. Now you done it. One star ratings from hoodies. But there's so much more to that, and we'll definitely get more into that later. But
there goes Old Navy's fall line.
I will definitely get back to those two stories. Me and you will definitely talk some more offline. And thank you so very much the people for making the show possible. We are out. We're not going to have an outro. We're just going to end it like this with this quick little...
Danger Powers Personal Effects.
Actually, my name is Austin Powers.
It says here, name Danger Powers.
No. Danger's my middle name.
And we're done.
See ya.